How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. We're up to the fourth day of September, 9/4/24. Hello, fellas.
Good morning. Feel like we have something on September 4th. As soon as you said it, it was like,
oh no, like it should have been a, it should have been a day.
I got a something on a 9/4.
Yeah.
Important date, huh?
I got a 10:30 meeting. Is that, could
let
that
me,
be good?
Let me check. Check on my phone. Mm-hmm. I know I have a doctor's appointment at like 12:20, but I don't, that's not it.
That's not it. It's not my meeting. It's not your doctor's appointment.
What do you think it is?
I don't think it's anything.
Someone's birthday. Is it someone's birthday?
I guarantee it is someone's birthday. I can guarantee that. Yep. And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear you. Mm. Happy birthday to you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I don't know. Jay,
it feels like it's something. Yeah, 9/4/24. It just seems like there should be something today. I think we're good. I could double, triple check it for you if you really, really want me to. I'll look at my calendar. It just says I have meetings today and tomorrow. That's all I got, buddy. Got to finish mowing the front yard.
I got nothing on my calendar today.
And I
got
to mow the front. Could that be it?
I mean, maybe.
Got to run a couple errands. Got to go to the hardware store. Could that be it?
No. What do you need at the hardware store?
Nosy.
Smoke detector.
Oh, you got to get those. Yeah. How many? Just the one?
Dude, it's stupid. So, you know, a smoke detector went off middle of the night, blah, blah, blah. Go to the airport, smoke detector going off above my head, beeping like the battery's going. I'm like, this is stupid. Yesterday, Steve comes running in here. Hey, you hear that beeping? There's a smoke detector here in the building. It needs a battery replaced. He's like, they're following you around.
They are.
That's three. In some very weird places. One, my house, I get. Two, the airport in Puerto Vallarta, I don't get.
That does not seem normal.
No. You have a battery-operated smoke detector in there? Okay. And then three, here at the station, somewhere up in radio, as we like to say, on the second floor.
Yeah. Did you hear that or no? Did it
stop? I heard beeping, but I didn't know what it, I think it might have been one of those, what do they call those, UPS outlets?
I thought it was a smoke detector.
But I don't know what it was. It sounded exactly the same, Steve. So okay. I don't know, man. It's just following me around. That beeping noise is driving me nuts.
Everywhere you go, there's a beep.
Oh, man. Water softener started beeping last night, and I was upstairs. I'm like, I said to my wife, can you hear that? She says, what is it? Can you hear it? No, not really. It's water heater or water softener, I should say. Not heater. Softener.
Just beeping.
Just beeping. Mm. Like, for the love of beep. That sounded bad.
It really does.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, I don't know, Kevin. When you call KXOY TV, does Robin Nance go, hello? It's me, Robin.
Kevin James.
Hey, is Chris Crocker there? I dried some pumpkin seeds and I wouldn't mind giving them to him.
Too far.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9. Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, guys. Oh, man. What a morning.
You're not going to go through all of it, are you?
I'm happy to report.
Okay.
That for the first time in... Like at least 6 days of the most painful gout I've ever had.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you showered.
No.
For six days, that'd be too long.
Yeah, no, wow. I've been showering.
Okay, good.
But, showering butt. No, for the first time. And I don't want to ruin it because last time, Jay, I told you, I think it's feeling better.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to jinx
it. Then
it
got totally worse again.
Yeah, I get it.
It's for the first time. I have some movement of my fingers. Okay, no, I don't.
Oh, wow.
Look.
You flex the heck out of those doggone things.
The thumb, look at this. Now, it still hurts.
So you're supposed to be able to go like this. No, you can't do it. Okay, well.
But at least I had a thumb, which is very helpful getting dressed.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Grabbing onto your britches and trying to pull them up.
I can't remember how I injured my thumb one time, but I remember that that's, I don't know if you know this, but it affects a lot of your functioning.
It really does.
Yeah.
I did not think this was going to be as bad as
it was. You can't even give thumbs up, man. I mean, you can't even give.
It's terrible. I actually slept last night. Maybe like 5 hours, which is amazing because I have not been able to sleep with this stupid gout. I had to look it up.
Because
the
gout keeps stealing the covers?
No, I was like, why is gout so painful at night? It doesn't make sense. I wanted to blame it all on your brain. Like,
Jay's brain?
That seems unfair.
Yeah. That it's just like, yeah, when you go to bed, it's all you think about. So that's why it's worse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I do think that's part of it. But no, there's lots of reasons. Something about your body temperature.
Mm-hmm. Being prone, probably.
Dehydration you're sleeping because you don't drink while you sleep. And that helps the crystals stay crystallized.
Right.
I don't know. There was a lot of reasons, and I thought, okay, well, I'm not crazy at least.
If you're trying to stay hydrated, could you drink Crystal Light to help with the crystals?
Oh, Crystal Light seems like it would fix it.
I feel like it does.
This morning.
Cherry juice.
So I get in the shower at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like,
same.
I know it's going to take me a while to get going.
Right.
So I get that. Takes me like an hour and 20 minutes to get showered and dressed. With a lot of these. Ugh.
Ow. How'd you ever tie the tie? I mean, holy smokes.
So I finally get in my car and I start to come to work and I'm like, what are you joking? Low rear tire.
Let's go.
Which came on the other day, but wasn't, it was like, I don't know. One was 38 and this one was like 36.
Okay.
And I was like, that doesn't count.
You're like close enough.
I'm not stopping to fix that.
What's it supposed to be at for you?
Apparently 38 or
okay.
more,
all
I
right,
guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because the 38 was not
38 wasn't on. Low, 36 was low.
Yeah, and I saw it and I clicked on the little button to see what it was. And it was at 12.
Oh, that's too low.
That's much lower than 38.
That is.
Yeah, and I'm like, that I have to go fix.
Yeah, yeah.
That is, you park at work, and before you leave.
It's at zero, yeah.
It's going
to
be zero.
Yeah, that's not good.
So I got to drive around
Coach
look for
has to
air
change
this
your tire.
Morning.
Yeah.
It's always fun. You know what? We've talked about it before, but this world, whoever decides to say it, Kamala or Donald.
Uh-huh.
Whoever says it,
okay,
that every gas station in America will have free air
free
again.
Free air, yeah, yeah.
I will vote for them.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, man.
Hey. Boy, my morning wasn't as thrilling as that.
It doesn't sound like anybody's was.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And you're lucky.
I would like to thank the man with the cigarette and the baggy shorts. And the
did he help you fill your tire?
He did. I was struggling very badly.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I was struggling very badly. Now, he was waiting to fill up a tire on a rim, like he had rolled it over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I don't know whose car it was from, but probably not his.
We don't know.
But you know what? He was very nice.
Very nice.
I was like, dude, I am struggling.
Nice.
So I got one hand here. And he was like, here, I'll help you. And so he helped me right out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Wow, that is actually kind of crazy at that hour.
I gave him, I went in and got him a pack of smokes.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, hi, Steve.
hi.
Oh, man.
Are you tired of me already?
No, no.
Kind of seems like it.
No. Although you yelled at me in the elevator this morning.
Well, did I? Why? I was talking to you.
Very loudly. In a
I had an AirPod in, I think, and it was echoey in there, wasn't it?
It sure was. He gets in the elevator, Jay, when I went down to pick him up in the first floor.
Yeah.
And
just let me clarify. For those that seems unnecessary that you would have to do that, but the elevator does not stay on the first floor. You can't get into it because of security and you can't blah, blah, blah.
Right,
so you have
security,
to take,
yeah.
You have to take the elevator to it. In
yes.
other words, you have to take elevator to the first floor to be able to have anybody use the elevator.
Correct.
That is correct.
Yeah. So just to clarify.
And today was an elevator day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I went and I picked him up and said, oh, Kevin, good to see you. You know, gets in. We're talking on the phone up until this point.
Right.
I hang up on him like I do.
Right.
On a normal basis.
Makes sense. You're in person now.
Yeah. And then he starts talking at a volume that is just out of control.
Way too loud for the conditions.
Yes.
It was echoey.
You had not taken into account the square footage versus the volume.
I guess I hadn't.
Yeah. Did you see my reaction when you just started? It was, oh my goodness.
You got very scared looking and like, oh wow. And then I thought, well, this is fun. I'm just going to keep talking.
Oh man, that elevator is slow too. It must have seemed really slow with you screaming like that.
Yeah. It's not Mexican elevator slow.
Yeah, you know what's funny, Kevin? That place that I just went to in Puerto Vallarta,
they redid it.
The elevators are so fast.
They had to have fixed it.
It's so great. Because before, you know, the doors would close slow. And then it would be like you going up, let's say, six floors. Well, you better bring a lunch. Cause,
yeah,
you know,
you're like, I think we're stopped. it's still kind of moving.
I don't even really know. Because, you know, it was just a bunch of guys pulling a rope.
That's what I always picture.
Yeah, and then now it's like they got it to just boom, zip you up there. Boom,
nice, they redid that.
Oh, my gosh. AC in the air, in the elevators?
No.
Yeah, look out, man.
Wait, did you guys take a trip to Mexico without me?
We did, yes. Because you were, I think, like four.
Oh.
When we went on our trip together to Mexico?
Yeah.
That was a minute ago.
Yeah, I'm not lying. It was probably four.
Steve, this is back in the day when we were really something. And
when was that?
A company paid for us to go on a cruise.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
And
they
promote
did.
The cruise and take listeners.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really were something.
We really were. The Big 99.9. A long time ago.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If I were to win money in the lottery,
mm-hmm.
Okay, my brother. My brother is what I would describe as wealthy.
Okay.
Kevin James.
I know if I just said, dude, I want to give you guys $1 million or whatever, he would just be like, no, don't do that. Go use it for something else. Use that to pay off some of your debt.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, man. Did anybody
That's
win last night?
Funny.
Yeah, I loved it. Anybody win last night? Do we know?
When?
I think Mega Millions was the one.
Oh, was it a biggie?
Nope. Nobody won. So that means I'm back in. Friday
lucky,
is the next.
Lucky day.
Because I forgot yesterday. Well, I didn't forget. I couldn't figure out in what store where it was. I was like, where's the machine?
Got to play to win, Jay.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But then my wife's like, did you get one? I said, no one's going to win. $740 million on Friday from Mega Millions.
All right. There we go.
You can get the Coyote Country app. That does not cost $740 million or the cash out option of $366 million. That is free.
It's free.
You can get the app and there's many ways to do it. Download it, search for it, or text us the word app, APP, to 509-441-0999. We'll click you back a link, and you can just download it that way. So the app's free. Enjoy. Don't need to win Mega Millions for that. We'll also give you some cash at 8:20 this morning. A couple hundred bucks back to class cash for you.
Just because.
Yep. And a possibility of Coach Few being here at 8. He's tentatively going to swing by.
Why are we saying tentatively?
Because you know how it is, Kevin.
The
Sometimes stuff comes
said
up.
He would come in. This man is a man of character. Uh-huh. He is a gold medal winning coach.
Correct. All the above.
He's a winner, Jay.
That's correct.
Yeah.
He's going to be here, and he's going to be here.
With bells on?
With bells on. He's Steve, I bet the reason he's coming in is to meet you.
Oh, well, don't make me blush.
What will you say to Mark Few? First thing you'll say. Besides, hello, Coach. Oh, nice to meet you.
Yeah, it took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
You got anything else to say to him?
Where's that gold medal?
Well, coaches, I don't think get gold medals.
Yeah, they don't,
yeah,
sadly.
Yeah, we've been through that, yeah.
I was going to order one on Amazon and have it for him today.
That would have been great.
He came in a little faster than we thought he was going.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh, like a plastic...
I mean, one man's plastic is another man's fine metal, precious metal, if you will.
Yeah. Maybe I'll ask him what his favorite color is.
Man, that would be riveting.
Sounds exciting.
Does it?
Are you curious? I'm a little curious.
I am not, no.
I wasn't until you said it. And then I started thinking, ooh.
Well, it's not like a dating app. I mean, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite flower?
I'm not going to ask him his favorite flower. That seems ridiculous.
Also, don't ask girls what their favorite color is.
Really?
I don't feel like that's a hot...
Well, I mean, not like right off the bat. Well, it's not a hot starting spot with Coach Few either.
No, it's not, Jay. No, for sure.
I mean, it is clarifying for all those curious. I almost feel like now we have to ask him.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite color?
Gosh, Dave, let's not make it his first question, though, okay?
No promises.
Hey, man, how you been? Good. What's your favorite color? Gonzaga blue, I would imagine, would be his answer.
Ooh.
Whatever color that actually is. Do you know what color that is?
Zag blue, I think.
Okay, that's what I think.
Is that the official?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys, oh, man. Spoiler alert on The Bachelorette if you don't want to hear it. Spoiler alert.
Oh.
I think I'm good.
Okay. They did the After the Rose and all that last night, which was messed up because they didn't do it on Labor Day. It was supposed to be a Monday, blah, 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 blah. And surprisingly, there was some tears because no one's ever cried on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette before. And so Jen picked Devin.
Spoiler alert, Jen.
I said spoiler alert already. Not a popular pick at our house.
Okay.
Not fans of Devin. Devin seemed like he was kind of, I don't know, he kind of seemed like he was playing around a little bit too much. A little bit too much saying what you want to hear kind of guy. And then we didn't like that. And then we started to like him a little more, but then it was just kind of like, ugh, I don't know.
He didn't buy all of it.
Didn't buy all the Devin stuff.
Yeah. She did.
So, yeah, she did. And then...
And then, I mean, essentially, I think, like, as soon as we had left Hawaii, things were just different.
Which I was shocked to know that after you left the TV show, things were different. But Devin, so they broke up. So they got engaged, and they broke up before they even aired the show.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, so she was, like, trying to get a hold of Devin, and Devin basically disappeared for, like, 2 months and wouldn't return her phone call and ghosted her.
And that was a good time.
And then he was defending himself last night.
Oh, he was.
You know, it's hard to, like, sit here and deny what you're accusing me of, and it's hard to sit here
ghosting
and kind
her.
Of
yeah.
put it into those words. You know, I told you way back when... Mm-hmm. That I was trying to scour my brain to find some external reason to why this was happening to me. I was very honest with you at every step and every doubt.
No, you weren't until last month.
I was regretfully late on letting you know. You are 100% right.
I was regretfully late.
That's a great one.
On letting you know that I didn't really love you and I did enjoy
like
the vacation.
I didn't talk to you for a month.
I was
regrettably late.
I was 100% honest with you.
I was very honest with you at every step and every doubt.
No, you weren't until last month.
I was regretfully late on letting you know. You are 100% right.
Regretfully late. On letting you know.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, man. I mean, I felt bad for her, but gosh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Regretfully late and letting you know that I didn't really care what you thought. And then, of course, you know, the whole Netflix Joey Chestnut hot dog eating thing happened. Did you watch it?
It happened. Oh, doggone it.
Oh, yeah, Labor Day.
The promo for it.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
And I heard some interviews with Joey Chestnut, and he was... very entertaining. I did not know that he was such an entertaining
guy. He's pretty
guy.
Funny, yeah.
Very funny, and just talking about the art of competitive eating is wild.
It is interesting.
Training and stuff.
No,
that he
it's
does
crazy.
Is I mean, it's like, yeah, I pretty much had to give up any other job because you have to dedicate your life to getting ready for competition.
Fallon was talking about it.
Hey, speaking of food, in a Netflix Labor Day special, Joey Chestnut beat Kobayashi in a hot dog eating contest by eating a record 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes. 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Luckily, they had a referee to explain the official rules of the hot dog contest so nobody would be confused. Watch this.
The person who eats the most hot dogs will be the champion.
Wow. I want that job.
Thanks for clarifying.
The person who eats the most hot dogs will be the champion.
That's all the rules we got, guys. Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Pearl China Buffet.
Buffet. I like the buffet.
I say buffet for some reason.
Really?
Kevin James.
Oh, I love the all-you-can-eat. Oh, the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, yes, let's go eat the buffet.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Back to class cash coming up at 8:20 today and a chance to qualify for Seahawks versus Niners tickets today, too. We will do some multiple qualifications for that. That game is coming up October the 10th. That's a Thursday night football in Seattle. I mean, you got to take Friday, too, don't you? You just do that, just have fun with it.
Yeah, you do. Football officially starts tomorrow night.
Yes, NFL season, yeah.
Yeah, the NFL season starts tomorrow night.
I forgot tomorrow's Thursday. That's crazy, yeah.
So who we got tomorrow?
Tomorrow
Chiefs
is
and somebody.
The Chiefs and the Ravens.
Okay, there you go, yeah. All right.
A couple of birds doing battle.
It's okay.
Wait, a chief is not a bird.
Okay.
What the heck is wrong with me?
Where you hurting?
Brain. That was an honest mistake.
Where you hurting?
Not by the look on your face. Yeah. It's not your face. You like genuinely surprised yourself.
I was picturing Eagles, even though I said Chiefs.
Yeah. Eagles Packers on Friday, in case you care.
There it is. That was the one.
Yep. Couple of birds.
Couple of birds. The old Packer bird.
One of my favorites.
This is a game that we've played for a long time where it's just, you know, where you hurting? Producer Steve doesn't really understand it because he's 33. Steve, do you have any place where you're hurting today?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Enjoy that, my friend.
Yeah.
As you get a little older, it's easier to have an ache and pain here
and
there.
Sure, yeah, of course.
So we simply ask you, where are you hurting today?
509-441-0999 to play along. Call or text, where are you hurting? What's the twist, though? We have an Oliver twist?
Oh, the twist is I'm going to tell you if mine's worse.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so it's like it's a contest.
Yeah.
I see.
Yep.
Okay.
I've been suffering from gout for a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is easing up a little bit today.
Okay.
Hopefully that's a good sign that it's going to ease up even more.
Well, that'd be a great sign.
But, I'm more than happy to tell you where you rank compared to mine.
Amber, where are you hurting?
My neck.
Oh.
Stiff neck, like slept weird?
I'm not really sure.
It's the worst.
It's always kind of hurting, but it's worse now, and now I've got like the tension headache.
Like
2 weeks, and yeah, it's been rough.
That is no fun. And Amber, here's the deal with that. Is it one of those where, like, if you do kind of move normal, it can just shoot like pain down the rest of your body where you're like, no, don't do that.
All the way down to the toes.
Is it doing the cracking thing too?
Oh, I wish it would crack, but no.
Oh, that was just a little step on a crack.
Well, that's pretty bad. That's pretty painful, but I think my gout's a little bit worse.
There we go.
Though I would put, I always say that I think like back and neck pain is some of the worst pain you'll ever experience.
Unless you have gout.
Because you just can't ever seem to get comfortable or do anything.
Amber, we hope you feel better, okay?
Thank you.
No, thank you. Appreciate the call. 509-441-0999. Ben, where are you hurting?
Well, it's actually been like last week or so. You know, when you sleep on your neck wrong or your shoulder or whatever, and it travels all the way down your back, and then your shoulder, and you can't use your shoulder or anything, and you think you pulled something or
man, tell me, brother, preach.
What kind of job do you have to do something where you use your arm quite a bit or not?
Well, I'm a security officer driver, so I drive a vehicle all night. So
The sitting in the car thing, man. Have you done the thing, too, when you're sore, your back, neck, all that stuff, and then you go to get out of the car, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Am I, like, 100? What happened while I was sitting in there?
Well, luckily it's not my dominant shoulder and arm, so.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
That's a benefit.
But I'm sure Kevin still has me.
Kevin,
oh,
I want to make Ben feel
way worse than that.
Jeez, Louise. No empathy whatsoever, Ben. I'm telling you.
I feel bad for him. I don't want anyone hurting, but I mean, it's not. Come on.
All right, Ben, hope you feel better, buddy. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey,
see you, bud. Oh, wow. Pulled hammy. Craig's got a pulled hammy. Pulled it during CrossFit, Kevin.
Oh, never mind. here's the deal. That is not fun. A pulled hammy has to hurt a lot.
Pulled hammy is terrible. Yeah,
that has to hurt a lot.
Uh-huh. But?
I mean, I don't think it's as bad as gout.
Right. This one from the 208. My back is killing me today. Hit 40 on Sunday. Apparently now I just hurt a lot.
Back pain's right up there.
Yeah. Go ahead. Rain on the
plane. Not enough details, though. I mean, like if... You would have maybe given me more details about
it. Okay, all right.
Like, I fractured my sixth vertebrae or whatever.
Wow. Oh, wait. Jeez, escalation time.
Yeah, I might say that's worse.
Jay, on the phone, where are you hurting?
Well, I happened to work out last Saturday, and my shoulders and arms are still hurting so bad.
You're still sore?
I'm still sore.
A week later.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, 5 days,
almost,
Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Did you go too hard, do you think?
You think?
I don't know. I thought it was just a regular workout.
That is the worst. And you try to figure out what I do that was so different.
Right. And, had you not worked out for a long time?
Just off and on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. And do you just feel like you tore every muscle or something?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your guys' time. I got to get back to this donut.
Bravo.
You've got to be kidding